podcast hosted by Nikki Dare is your home for education to safety and survival, leadership and inspiration, integrity, diversity, adaptation, resilience, and empowerment. Ms. Dare's personal mission is to help you encounter your purpose by unlocking your inherent potential and finding joy in the journey. And now, here's your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare.
All right, what are you waiting for if you haven't done so? God, this guy, stop. If you haven't subscribed to my channel, don't wait too long. Smash that button. I think it's over here, somewhere here is a red button that says subscribe. Go ahead and give it a like. This video or any videos or all videos that I have on my channel. And don't forget to comment below, okay? And share with your network. And don't forget, you know what? Your feedback and your comment is really a true gift for me. So if you do that, thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm giving you guys back my thumbs up to you. All right, guys, enjoy your day. Make it a productive day. Make it a productive week. We're all in this together. Live and love fearlessly. Okay, this is Nikki Dare. Selamat jumpa. Selamat pagi. Selamat siang. Selamat sore. Selamat malam. God bless. Motivation and inspiration. Recently, I talked about motivation with everything going on during these uncertain times, along with everything else in our daily upkeeps. It's no wonder we cannot stay motivated sometimes. I have challenged you to stay motivated last time that we talked. How is it going? I want to know. Just go ahead and let me know by sharing your insights and feedback. How's your project you're working on? You know, has it been accomplished? Focus on that one thing that we talked about before, right? That project that you are or maybe have been working on, you know, writing a book or even, you know, launching a new online business, etc. Start with the big picture. Now that you've gotten the big picture, make sure this is your goal. Only you own that. Your own goal. Next, you will want to break those tasks down into something more manageable, okay? And if you're still a little overwhelmed, get organized. We talked about this, right, before. If all else fails, remember why you set the goal in the first place. Hi, everyone. Apa kabar? Selamat pagi. Bonjour. Buenos dias. Salam semua, je m'appelle Nikki Dare. Que bueno verte aquí, right here. Senang bertemu kembali dengan semua di sini. And I'm so glad to see you all here. Just sharing a brief motivation and inspiration, little vibes, little gems, little nuggets today with you all. Hope in the midst of chaos, we are still staying motivated in our lives, both in our personal and also professional, all around well-rounded. Motivation and inspiration are two different things, as previously stated. And how are we applying these into our lives effectively? Motivation is what gets you started. It is an internal process. While inspiration is what keeps you going. It requires daily upkeep. It's the daily ritual, daily habits, and consistency of that process. Motivation is what gets you started. It is the drive. It is the need. Motivation is condition inside us that desires a change. We want to change, you know, either in the self or in the environment, gets you all pumped and energized. But inspiration, on the other hand, is really what keeps you going. You know, people often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommended, suggested daily, right? I use the example of going to the gym, you know, or losing weight. It's New Year's, right? We kind of visualize this. Part of the traditional New Year's resolution, we just bought a new membership, gym membership, newest trendy gym clothes and all of this nice stuff. And going to the gym is like, is already listed on my New Year's resolution, of course. We're all pumped and wanting to hit the gym in our newest trendy gym clothes. Who knows, maybe we'll see our friends there and then we, you know, high five and it's like, yeah, we did it. We're doing this. We are so motivated. We want to get some of that gym time. Day one, right? Things went very super well. We're all pumped, right? Day two, things are still okay. It's still going well. Day seven, oh, this is starting to get in my schedule now, getting hectic now. I don't know how to shuffle things around. By the first week in February, right, we kind of got lost in our gym routine. We kind of like slacking off and everything. Motivation was suddenly creeping out. Inspiration, you know, being inspired is the consistency in how you apply your motivation going to the gym. You are inspired to the results that will change your life. That's the token there. You will set goals that you will achieve. It requires that. The awareness of how motivation varies over time is particularly important when it comes to goal setting. I know again and again, goal setting is so super important in everything what we do in our lives, right? Motivation can also be inferred from the level of engagement. You know, you're going to a motivation event, for example, listening and engaging with others there who are highly motivated, the speaker, obviously. But when you come back home in your own space, this sort of motivation can easily fade away if you are not fully engaging or inspired to engage and apply to your life. Motivation is defined as the general desire or willingness of someone to do something. Motivation is defined as the reasons why you are doing something or the level that you desire, of desire you have to do something. If you want to lose weight, to get healthier, this is an example of motivation to improve your health, right? I'm going to come back to inspiration. But here are some, I think there are four types of motivation. Extrinsic, I believe, motivation. Extrinsic motivation comes from outside us. Intrinsic, on the other hand, is coming inside us. Intrinsic motivation is done for internal reasons. For example, to align with values or simply for the pleasure of doing something, right? And there's also introjected motivation, identified motivation. Motivating someone, it simply is a condition of being eager to act or to work on that. The condition of being motivated. It's a force or influence that causes someone to do something, right? And here are some of the most common examples of motivation, life-driven pleasure. All right, survival needs. Yes, that's on there. Food, shelter, clothing, right? Accomplishments, school, career, in your sports achievements also, right, etc. Fun stuff, partying, dancing, socializing, playing on the beach, and all of this. Taste, food. Curiosity, needing to know something. It involves creativity. Laughter, feeling uplifted, you know, motivated. Sex, dopamine release. Yes. Motivation has as many faces as there are human desires, needs, right? We seek a change in behavior, thoughts, feelings, self-concept, the environment, and also relationships. Going back to inspiration, inspiration is a process of being mentally stimulated to do or feel something, especially to do something creative, because that's what it is. I think many things going on right now, we often overlook the important role of inspiration. Inspiration propels a person from apathy to possibility and transforms the way we perceive our own capabilities. Inspiration is therefore is the springboard for creativity. That's good. Inspired people view themselves as more creative, you know. Inspiration facilitates progress toward goals. To become personally inspired, the best you can do is to set up the optimal circumstances for inspiration, the environment for it, right? And more importantly, recognizing the potential impact on everything we do in our lives and what matters most in our space and our direct element in our direct space. All right, so I'm leaving you with this quote, one of my very favorites. This is great. Don't tell people how to do things. Tell them what to do and let them surprise you with the results. Guess this quote, George Patton, great guy. Thanks for watching. If you are watching this on my YouTube channel or any kind of videos YouTube out there, what are you waiting for? Smash that red button. I think it's left, right, whatever. I think it's right here. Smash it. Like, comment below, share. Any videos to your network, sharing is caring. I would love you to do that. Until then, stay safe and stay vigilant. God bless. Thank you for watching, guys. This is Nikki Dare. Sampai jumpa. Selamat malam. Selamat pagi. Selamat sore. Salam. If you haven't done so, what are you waiting for? Smash that red button that says subscribe, level right here. Either way, subscribe. All right, give it a like. Any of my videos, give it a like on this one, obviously. And comment, because your feedback is a true gift for me. Okay, I really thank you in advance. Leave us the comment, your comment below here. Okay, and share with everyone with your network. Okay, sharing is caring. All right, guys, thank you so very much. Live and love fearlessly. This is Nikki here. Sampai jumpa, selamat pagi, selamat siang, selamat sore, selamat malam. Salam. God bless.